How can you make a difference? How can you leave your fingerprints on the world? Passion, knowledge, determination, vision, and hard work are key. Norman Borlaug changed the world. Through his work in plant breeding, he touched over a billion lives. Norman Ernest Borlaug was born on March 25, 1914, near Cresco, Iowa. He was a light-hearted young boy, already curious about the ways of Mother Nature. In those days, farm boys often dropped out of school to work on the farm, but Norman's grandfather urged him to make education his priority. At 19, Norman saw real hunger for the first time. While visiting Minneapolis, Minnesota, grown men begged him for pocket change. Norman watched a riot break out as milk was dumped into the streets, protesting low food prices, and hungry people scrambled past him trying to collect anything they could. Borlaug was affected profoundly. He was convinced extreme hunger had more than just the stomach in its clutches. It strongly influenced the mind. Borlaug returned to Minneapolis to continue his education. Knowledge. Education provides the tools needed to make change happen. Norman received a bachelor's degree in forestry in 1937 and a doctorate in plant pathology in 1942. After graduating with a doctorate in plant pathology and working in the industry for 2 years, Borlaug moved to Mexico to help farmers improve their crops and increase their yields. In 1944, Borlaug joined the Cooperative Wheat Research and Production Program. When he arrived in Mexico, Borlaug found unchecked disease destroying the wheat crops. The soil was exhausted and depleted of nutrients. Yields were low and farmers were having trouble feeding their families. The team had two problems to solve. They needed to use plant breeding to introduce varieties that could resist the diseases and change the production system to increase yields. At that time, it was hard to imagine that Mexico could ever become self-sufficient in wheat production. Norman even wondered if he'd made a mistake taking on the challenge. But the team would see their goals realized. He wrote his wife saying, "These places I've seen have clubbed my mind. They are so poor and depressing. I don't know what we can do to help these people, but we've got to do something." Determination. To make a difference, you must be persistent. Each starving person Borlaug encountered planted a seed of compassion in his soul. Passion. Go into it with a passion to try and do your best. Norman Borlaug. Hard work. You can't plow a field by turning it over in your mind. Irish proverb. Dr. Norman Borlaug awoke each morning before dawn, determined to find a variety resistant to stem rust, a fungal disease that devastated the crop. The fungus caused red scab-like blisters to form on the stems. These blisters crippled the plants, often killing them. Crops infected with the fungus had very poor yields. Vision. The future belongs to those who see the possibilities before they become obvious. John Sculley. When wheat is ripening properly, when the wind is blowing across the field, you can hear the beards of the wheat rubbing together. They sound like the pine needles in a forest. It is a sweet, whispering music that once you hear, you never forget. Focus. Goals allow you to control the direction of change in your favor. Brian Tracy. Borlaug felt an urgency to find a rust-resistant variety quickly. His task as a plant breeder was to find a line resistant to the disease, cross it with locally adapted susceptible varieties, and then select the resistant lines. This would result in a stem rust-resistant line adapted to Mexico. The program began in 1945 with the first resistant varieties available in 1948. 3 years is a very short time to develop a new variety. Borlaug's team pioneered the shuttle breeding strategy, accelerating the breeding process by evaluating and selecting materials twice each year. The shuttle breeding program was a success. The projected time to raise resistant plant varieties was cut in half. Breeding materials were grown under the summer sun of the Central Highlands and the winter sun of the Sonoran Desert. The lines they developed were insensitive to length of day. This made them extremely adaptable to different growing regions. They were also disease-resistant and highly responsive to fertilizer. As with any success, unexpected problems can still arise. With ample nitrogen fertilization, the new wheat varieties flourished. Their heads were promising, growing fat with extra grain. But this made them top-heavy. The tall stalks collapsed under the weight of the grain. This made harvesting difficult, and yield suffered severely. Plant breeding provided a solution that could save the yields while retaining the benefits of a highly responsive crop. Semi-dwarf wheats had stronger, shorter stalks that could support the heavier grain heads. Semi-dwarf wheat was first developed in Japan. That trait was later crossed with a high-yielding American variety to produce Norin 10. Norin 10 was semi-dwarf and high-yielding. At Washington State University, Orville Vogel introduced Norin 10 into U.S. breeding programs by developing a new high-yielding semi-dwarf line called Norin 10 Brevor 14. Borlaug's group introduced the Norin 10 Brevor 14 line into their Mexican breeding program in 1953. Following the same approach of crossing lines and selecting varieties, they developed semi-dwarf lines adapted to Mexico, solving the lodging problem. These semi-dwarf varieties became known as miracle seeds. These varieties yielded more than other wheat varieties. The new seeds doubled Mexico's wheat production. 15 years after the project had begun, Mexico became self-sufficient in its wheat production. They even had enough grain to export and help supply the rest of the world. These team efforts to introduce stem rust resistance and semi-dwarf traits provided an impressive result. Yields in Mexico increased dramatically, first because of resistance and later because of the semi-dwarf trait. This coordinated breeding effort affected more than just Mexico. Borlaug expanded his vision and his program to India and Pakistan. Pakistan produced 5 million tons of wheat in 1965 and 8 million tons in 1970. India produced 12 million tons in 1965 and 20 million tons in 1970. The U.S. Agency for International Development labeled this drastic improvement in food production the Green Revolution. 1970. Borlaug's work was a symbol of the importance of agriculture in the global community. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts. While handing Borlaug the prize, the committee chairman said, "More than any other single person of his age, he has helped to provide bread for a hungry world." Norman Borlaug translated his vision directly into action. Through his knowledge and skill in plant breeding, he left the world a better place than he found it.